Yeah, we did, because we had set some goals. We were trying to go 3 points every 5 minutes. And by the time the end of 10-minute mark around, we were up 6 points. So we were looking at it, like we were accomplishing the little mini goals we had. And then we came down and we lost our composure a little bit, took some ill-advised shots, and then they got off to the races. But, you know, we were liking our chances at one point in the game.
And I guess it gets into a bit of a situation where you're trying more and more desperate tactics late on in the game, and so it leads to more misses, and then the scoreboard is a bit misleading at the end.
Yeah, it is. And also, to be honest, if you look at it, Blandon Clark was 2-for-12, Taylor King's 2-for-13. Before the game, if you tell me we can get hold of those guys to those kind of numbers, we think we have a chance in the game. So, you know, within that, the game plan, you know, we stopped them, but then we let some other guys score because we were rushing it and we were trying to come back. So this game was basically down to the big lead we gave up on Friday.
That was the key, wasn't it, that fourth quarter against them on Friday night in the end?
Yeah, it was, because we 2-for-13 started the fourth quarter. And it was a three-point game. We got Kai Williams scores a three to put it to 69-66. Then the next one's Rashad scores one like 6-8 minutes later. Do you know what I'm saying? And that was a big problem for us because we couldn't manage that run. And that was down to, you can't say a season is down to 8 minutes, 6-8 minutes, but that's what it was for us this year.
You've been on the wrong side of a bit of bad luck this season, particularly with injuries to key players. Are you looking forward to a new season, potentially with a healthy roster and challenging the likes of Leicester? They're a champion side at the end of the day.
They are, and they're a deep side, and they're putting together a lot of bodies. And even today, we were out Naveed because he was injured, you know, which is coming into a semifinal. That's a hard thing to deal with, especially if we didn't know that till we got here. So now you can't even plan for that. So, yeah, you would like to see a bunch of guys healthy, you know, 10 players healthy for the whole game, and see what happens. And, you know, also the guys that we lost this year. We lost our two starting forwards, you know, Derek Hall and Jamal Williams. So you look at that, and there's not a lot of teams are dealing with that kind of stuff. So all in all, I told the guys, I thought they gave me all their all today because, you know, how the season went.
And just a final one from me, Nigel. Obviously, it's difficult to really put an analysis into it so close to what must be a very hurtful loss in the end of the day and a disappointment. But how do you sum up the season for the Lions?
Well, I sum up as, you know, it was very disappointing because we had a lot of higher goals than what we ended up finishing up. Also, for us, the record-wise, we did take a step forward because, you know, we're building a little something. So in that sense, when you look at the overall whole season and the winning record that we had compared to the last couple of years and then making it to the semifinals of this when the last couple of years we're getting knocked out first round, you know, that's a step forward. It's a baby step and not as big a step as we needed to take, but it was a little step in the right direction.
Thanks for your time today. Really hard luck.